Hi there, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories on Newsy. People in Afghanistan are growing even more worried about the Taliban's rule. Newsy's Sasha Ingber reports the Taliban are targeting Afghans who worked with the U.S. military, going door to door to find them. And on top of that, the situation at Kabul's airport is, quote, rapidly deteriorating. According to Sasha, Americans were beaten overnight, and in one case, an American woman was beaten twice, even though she had a U.S. passport. That contradicts comments from the Pentagon that U.S. citizens were not being blocked from getting to the airport. Many Americans and Afghans are desperate to leave. That's a plea from a young Afghan trying to convince soldiers to let her into the airport. Afghan soldiers have reportedly fired shots in the air to try to control the crowds. Meanwhile, the White House says it evacuated 3,000 people from the airport yesterday, including U.S. citizens, special immigrant visa applicants, and vulnerable Afghans. President Biden will address the nation about the evacuation efforts in Afghanistan, and that is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch that live on Newsy. While the U.S. is extending travel restrictions with Mexico and Canada, it will ban non-essential travel from Mexico and Canada until at least September 21st. The Department of Homeland Security said the restrictions are needed because of the Delta variant. But communities along those borders that rely on international business are likely to feel the economic strain for at least another month. The U.S. has faced pressure to relax restrictions, notably after Canada started allowing fully vaccinated Americans to visit. The Texas Supreme Court will allow schools to implement mask mandates, for now at least. It's all tied to the legal challenge over Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates. The Texas Education Agency also announced Abbott's ban won't be enforced as the result of the ongoing litigation. Meanwhile, Texas's voting bill is close to becoming law. Three more Democratic state lawmakers returned to the chamber after fleeing to stop what they call unfair and restrictive legislation. This gives the House a quorum, allowing the Republican-controlled legislature to proceed with the vote. The GOP there says the bill is about election security and not restrictions. Well, the man set to succeed Alex Trebek won't get to host Jeopardy after all. Mike Richards stepped down less than 2 weeks after being named the permanent host of the show. Sony confirmed the move in a statement, though it's unclear who will replace him as the host. Allegations of misconduct against Richards surfaced when it became clear he was the frontrunner for the job. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.